Welcome to the Introvertpreneur Podcast. Take a breath because you are in the right place and you can finally stop apologizing for being an introvert. I'm Tara and I've discovered how to thrive as an entrepreneur while being 100% true to myself. Now I want to help you do the same. In these episodes, you're going to find everything you need to build a successful service-based business so you can stop competing with extroverts and grow and market your business with ease. Are you ready? Welcome back to another episode of the Introvertpreneur Podcast. I am so excited today because we are joined today by Georgia, who is a transformational coach, leadership trainer, podcaster, and author. And she has helped over 100 six and seven figure entrepreneurs, business leaders, CEOs, and even award-winning comedians to help them reach their next level of success, double their income, and sell out their programs without hustling. And we're definitely going to talk about a lot of things today, but I definitely am excited to talk about fear of success. I think that's something that a lot of you listening and me especially, I've struggled with in the past. So I'm excited to dig into this. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Tara. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, so I would love to hear a little bit more about your story because you shared it in the bio, but I didn't want to read that. I wanted you to share kind of your story in your own words, because I do find it fascinating about how you started 8 years ago.
Yes, I started 8 years ago. At the time, I was doing all the things that the gurus were telling me to do, like I'm sure most of your listeners are doing as well, on social media, YouTube, SEO, blogging, networking, webinars. I literally was doing everything and I was working so many hours and nothing was growing and I was feeling so frustrated because, you know, like you are doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, you are following the strategies, maybe you have even invested in coaching and got the support, and still there is nothing that, you're not seeing results for all the hard work you put in. And it's only when I started working with a mindset coach, I met her just randomly one day in London and we connected. And it turns out, we had a long conversation, that I had a massive fear that if I were to succeed, if I were to actually make more money than my partner or my friends, they would just not like me anymore and they would leave me. And so even though consciously I was doing all the things, all the strategies to grow, subconsciously I was stuck in busy work, doing so many things that were not, I was not even meant to be doing. And even the things that I was meant to be doing, I was doing them only to the level that I was comfortable with. For example, as an introvert, I would be going to some networking events and, you know, pushing myself to be in the room and speaking to people. But I was so nervous and so awkward that literally these conversations that I was having with people lasted like 3 minutes before they thought, oh, she's a weirdo, and just excused themselves and left. And so when I realized that at the bottom of all of this was just the fear that if I made it, if I finally doubled my income and became the successful entrepreneur that I wanted to become, I would outgrow the people that I loved. That's when I started ditching busy work, getting crystal clear on the action that I needed to take to get the results that I wanted. And within 3 months, I doubled my revenues, I doubled my income. And it was like one of those haha moments. You know, it was really incredible. And since then, I've become obsessed with helping other entrepreneurs do the same thing.
I love that so much. I think so many of us struggle with that and we don't even realize it. Like we on the outside, we're like, yeah, I have these big goals. I want to make more money and I want to do all this. But we are kind sometimes holding ourselves back or like self-sabotaging because internally, like you said, we're scared. We're actually scared of reaching that goal or doing that or achieving that.
I think our society is sending us such mixed messages about success. And I know for me, it all started when I was young, you know. So they say, go to school, get great grades, be successful, and then you're going to get a great job and do well in life. And I was that kid that loved to study, and I always had the right answer, always raising my hand. I was praised by my teachers. And guess what happened? The other children didn't like that at all. And so I got the good grades, but I had no friends. And so from that experience, I learned that if I am successful, if I am more successful than other people, I am going to end up being alone. And I worked with so many people, and they all had a similar version of this. Maybe they were not bullied at school, but they may have had an adult in their life that when I did well, they said, who do you think you are? Do you want a medal for that, or belittled in some ways? Even as women, there's, you know, growing up, I saw that my mom had given up her job to support my dad. And at the time, I was born in the 80s. At the time, that was normal when I was growing up. So even that message that subconsciously, you know, I was given as a woman, I can't be more successful than my partner. So despite all these messages of, you know, now that we are older, now that we are entrepreneurs, and we want to make our dreams come true, and we soak our minds with, you know, podcasts and YouTube videos and all these messages of success, deep down, we are still the child that was made to feel guilty or bad for actually being successful and doing well. Somehow we got the message, and you also see it is as celebrities, for example, or successful entrepreneurs, that they have the success, the money, everything that you desire, the financial freedom. And look at all the criticism that they are going through, the violations of privacy. So again, that keeps sending these mixed messages to our subconscious that when you make it, when you reach your revenue goal, your business goals, you are going to get what you want, but it's also going to come with a lot of side effects, so to speak, that you don't want. And deep down, you're so afraid of that. Your brain is so afraid of that, that it just keeps you playing small.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Because I even think now, like sometimes when I think about when I'm planning my business for the year, my goals, I still think about like, I don't want to get too big. And I think it's because I've seen like, it's the privacy thing for me. It's like, I don't want, like I see some at the top, like well-known people in the like business space. And I'm like, I don't want that. Like, I don't want to like be that visible. Like, it's scary. It's hard to overcome that. And yeah, like you said, sometimes a lot of this is ingrained in us from our childhood. Like, I know that when I was young, it was all about like going to college, going into college or university for something that is also going to be high paying. Like, I ended up going to school for website design, and I got a lot of comments like, oh, you can't make money in that. That's just like a hobby. And I'm like, it's not about the money, and you can be very successful doing anything. And we definitely carry those things with us, even if we don't realize it. I think that's the big thing. Sometimes we don't actually realize what's going on because it's so subconscious and so deep down, but it still affects us.
Yes, I love what you said there. Everyone thought that you were making a bad choice, even though, yeah, you can be very successful doing anything. What is really stopping us, one of the biggest things that is stopping us, is really this need of belonging. Because as soon as we start doing something, we have a dream that our circle of friends or our family, something that is outside the norm for the way that you were raised or where you live, then there is this fear of, okay, what if I don't belong? What if I do something that my people don't like and I end up alone? Because, you know, traditionally, evolutionarily speaking, when we were still living in caves, if you did something that your tribe didn't like, you would be exiled. and eventually that will lead to your death. And even though thankfully we don't live in those times anymore, and one is going to exile you because you want to pursue your dreams, there is this need to belong and to be accepted by your tribe. It's so deep-rooted that you don't even realize that's what's happening, because rationally, your brain justifies it by maybe they are right, maybe it is too expensive or it is too risky, and what if I can't do it? But it doesn't really is the fear of losing the people that you love, the fear of non-belonging. And the irony is that very often that won't even happen. Because when I realized that I had this fear of success, when I had this fear of if I make more money than my partner, than my friends, they won't like me, they will bully me. Again, I was projecting what happened as a child over a new situation and new people. And I told them, I shared my fears with them. They were like shocked that I would even have those thoughts, because of course they love me and they wanted me to succeed. And when I finally was able to overcome this block, this limiting belief, and that was my revenue, they actually were so happy for me. So I reached my goal and the thing that I was scared of did not happen.
Yeah. And I think too, like, even if there is somebody who isn't happy, or like, if your fear comes to, like, that person is not really a friend, is not really, like, if they have their own issues. Like, I know when my first business, it kind of exploded very quickly. Like, it was scary and I got very visible very fast. And I came across many posts in Facebook groups where people were actually talking about me and my business. And it was a handmade business. So it was like my own work. It was like kind of like I was an artist. And it was like people were making these comments about me and my business and my work. And that, I think, kind of shook me too, because these people were actually strangers. It was like a layer of envy that they weren't at that, didn't have those results or weren't getting the features that I was at the time. But I took that, I internalized it, and I felt like everyone in my life was going to feel that way if I talked about my business or I shared like my wins and got overly excited about things.
Yes, there is. I'm not going to say that what you fear will happen will never come true. There is a possibility that, because when we success with money, with anything in life, everything has a positive and a negative, right? There are positive consequences and there are negative consequences. So our brain is wired to only focus on the negative consequences and ignore the potential benefits. And in my experience, a lot of the things that people fear just don't come true. And sometimes they do come true, and even that is a lesson. When something like that happens, it is a sign that there is something for you to heal. And so if you are afraid that people are gonna say nasty things about me, and then someone says something nasty about you, okay, what is the story that you are making up in the moment? What do you make that mean? And when you look at it through this lens of what can I learn? Oh my God, this thing that I was afraid of happened. And you start thinking about what can I learn from this? Again, there are different things. It may be different for everyone, but that's an opportunity for you to actually look at some wound or some limiting beliefs or something from your past that you have not healed, and do the work to heal that so that you become an even more powerful and confident version of yourself, as opposed to, well, I am afraid it will happen, so I'm not even going to go there and I'm going to keep hiding and playing small.
Yeah, that's kind of I feel like it's either like when something like that happens, it's like, oh, I was right. This is like a validation of my fear and I'm going to let it win. Or like you said, I need to like learn from this and move forward and use it to empower myself. And confidence. Confidence is a big one, because like you said, we always seem to focus on the negative when there's two sides to everything.
Yes, our brain is wired to focus on the negative, and our brain is wired to look for proof that our beliefs are right. So if you ever believe that if you put yourself out there, people will criticize you, then your brain is going to look at all the people that say mean things about you. And you may have 100 people that say amazing things about you. And you're going to focus on the two that say that actually say the mean things, because your brain wants validation. Your brain wants to be right. And I know that it sounds insane, but a lot of the time what stops us is we just want to be right about our circumstances. We want to be right about why we can't do something. Because if we are wrong about that, then guess what? You actually get to do the thing that scares you. You actually get to be successful. And so that can be very triggering for people if you don't do the work of, oh, this is triggering me. These things that I was afraid was is going to happen now. It has happened, and what can I learn? How can I heal that? Because if you let the thing stop you once, then it's going to stop you again and again and again. And so at the point, you either make a conscious choice to stay where you are, or if you're not happy about where you are, and if you are listening to this podcast, I know you probably are not happy to be where you are, then it's about doing the work, understanding what the trigger is, and healing the trigger. And then when you do the work and you heal what was there, people can say the meanest thing about you, but you won't even register. Like it's like you won't even notice them. They won't hurt you anymore, because those things hurt you only if you believe them about yourself. And when I believed that I wasn't good enough, that I was a fraud, that I was shy, and people said those things to me, it hurt because I believed them. Now that I know I've done the work and I know that those things are not true, well, to me it's like if you were to call me Marie, my name is Georgia. If you call me Marie, it's not my name, but you know it doesn't bother me, it doesn't trigger me. So again, what it is that is triggering you, and your triggers really are your biggest opportunities for growth.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is that you need to, like you said something about making a conscious choice to stop and like ask yourself some questions, figure out like, because if you don't do that, if you don't do that work, you're just going to let the internal subconscious win and it's going to continue and you're never going to grow and learn from this.
Yes, you can make a conscious choice yourself. Or you can keep letting your subconscious mind and your limiting beliefs and your past make the choice for yourself. Because every day that you are stuck in busy work, every day that you are sabotaging yourself, every day that you are hustling without getting a result, there is a choice to not get the result that you want. And I know it's triggering. And when my own coach said this to me, I literally wanted to punch her like from my computer screen, because I was like, but I'm working so hard. Are you telling me I'm making the choice not to be successful? But yes, you are, because you are letting your subconscious and your past and your limitations dictate your actions, and then your actions become your results. And so to stop that, the first step is awareness, becoming aware of what is going on. If you are, again, your results are always your feedback. And so if you're working so hard and you're not getting the results that you want, stop. And so, okay, this isn't working. What is really going on? What's my avoiding? And I can guarantee you there is always something that you are avoiding. It may be you're avoiding selling every day. It may be that you're avoiding going live. It may be that you're avoiding public speaking. But whatever it is, that thing that you're avoiding is actually the thing that is going to help you be successful. And you get to make a conscious choice to stop being afraid, or at least to look at your fear and say, okay, I am afraid right now, but I'm not going to let my fear drive me. Mm-hmm. I am just going to do it scared. I'm going to find a way to do the thing that I get to do, whether it is being going live, public speaking, you know, to start small, you know, baby steps. You don't have to start to jump in, put feet ahead. You can take small steps, but just to keep putting yourself past the comfort zone each and every day, and that's going to change your results, and it's going to finally get you where you want to be.
I love that the first thing being awareness, second thing acknowledging, and then you can move forward. Like I think I think those are the two big things that a lot of us struggle with, is actually being aware of what's actually going on and acknowledging it. Because if you're able to acknowledge it, like, it's pretty, you're able to then figure out how to move forward or how to overcome it or whatever you need to do to not let that win.
Yeah, and acknowledge it without guilt, without shame, without blaming yourself. It is just what it is. It is the way that your brain has been programmed to work up until now. So look at it in an objective way. Don't make it mean anything about you. Don't make up any stories about what they mean about you and why you can't. It's a programming that it is in your brain. And so now that you're aware that your brain is running with no software, are you going to upgrade it? Okay, so let's upgrade it. And the way you do that is taking a look at what you've been doing up until now and evaluating what's working, what is not working, doing more of what is working, and even trying a different approach. If something doesn't work, try again. And for me and for all my clients, anyone that I've worked with, it's always the thing that you've been resisting the most, the thing that you know deep down you should be doing. But it's that mix of, yes, I would really love to be able to do YouTube or speak on a podcast, but really, I am afraid. And again, ask yourself, what are you afraid will happen if you go there? Because most of the time, what you are afraid will happen, again, is not going to happen, or at least it's not going to be as catastrophic as what your brain is telling you. I was so terrified, for example, of going live for the first time. And the first time that I went live, I actually lasted 2 seconds. I hit go live and I said hi and then end live. And mm-hmm. I did that twice. And
my Oops, was, tech issue. Sorry.
And my brain was like, oh my God, I can't do it again. What if someone is watching me and they are thinking that I am such, I don't know, a coward, a bad person, like. In reality, no one cared. I just, mm-hmm. Calm down, called a friend, she gave me pep talk, motivation. And I tried again, and I did it. And literally no one noticed it. Actually made a joke about it that said, I have some tech issues, but we are trying again. and in the future, I also share this story. I also share this story with my clients when they are afraid of, again, doing something, because in our brain it's like, oh my God, if I go live and it doesn't work, it's going to be this huge catastrophe. Actually, mm-hmm. it really is not. And that's how you start practicing, right? The first few times, you are not going to be the best at it. No one is the best at anything the first time. But with practice, you are going to get better. And the best thing about, especially when you have a small audience, literally, most people are not even looking at you. Like, they are not even looking at your mistakes, just looking at the value that you can give them. So especially if you are small, if you still have a small audience, if you're starting out, give yourself permission to just mess up, to make mistakes, because mm-hmm. no one is going to remember those mistakes.
Yeah. It's kind of like how, sometimes I've been at a, like, networking event or retreat and I say something and I'm like, oh, why did I say that? And then I like go home and that whole night I'm tossing and turning, trying to fall asleep, and I'm just replaying it. I'm like overthinking it. And then the next day, like, the person reached out and wanted to do a collab. And I'm like, I didn't totally like make a fool of myself, really. But we are our own worst critics.
We are. And one thing that helped me too, because I had this all the time, like always second guessing myself, always replaying in my head what I said, what I did, every action. And it got to a point where I think a coach said to me, when are you still wasting time? So now that is time that you could actually spend serving your audience, putting up a blog post, ask yourself for a collaboration, or just spending time with your friends, with your family. So when are you going to stop wasting all this time beating yourself up and just start living your life and just serving? And I think, when we are afraid of success or of anything really, the spotlight is on us. It's always, oh, what if I do the wrong thing? What if I say the wrong thing? What if I make a mistake? What if people won't like me? But when you are serving, when you are truly focused on serving your audience, when you are truly focused on being generous and adding value, you are not even thinking about those things because it's not about you. It's about the people that you are meant to serve, the people that you are meant to help. And have you noticed that when you are truly serving someone, when you are truly helping a client on doing the work that you know how to do best, you are not focusing on yourself, how you're coming across, you're just helping the person. And so putting yourself in the mindset more and more of, you know, whether you want to go live, for example, you're afraid. Okay, what do I have to say? What do the people that I'm speaking to need to hear? If you are going to a networking event and you are afraid of, you know, meeting people and what you're going to say, again, focus on them, ask questions to them, and get to know them. And when you shift the focus from you to the other person, that is where the magic happens. And that's when the best opportunities happen. Because, you know, you only have one life and you can literally waste your time beating yourself up, or you can go out there and serve and see what magic happens.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. Cause oh my gosh, the amount of time we spend like overthinking and just, yeah. Like I think about this podcast, like I think I've shared before about how I wanted to do it for like 2 years before I actually launched it. And I was so scared to actually do it. I worried that people wouldn't like my voice. My voice might be annoying. I would mess up. I say too often. Nobody will listen, like all these thoughts. And it was 2 years before I was like, you know what? I need to just ignore that. I need to focus on my audience and what they need and how I can help them. And I think a podcast is the best way to do that. And it's been 4 years now. Yes, my first episodes were not the best. I cringe. I've gone back and listened once and I was like, I'm not doing that again. But I'm more like relaxed now. It does get easier over time. And like you said about focusing on your audience, like even when I do a solo episode, it's not about me. It's about what I can share to help somebody who's listening.
Yes. And I think a lot of us, and I know I have wasted, like I wanted to start my coaching business at least 3 years before I took the plunge. Because I was like, what if I'm not good enough? And all those, you know, thoughts and fears that we all have. And I think we somehow get the message growing up that if we want to do something, we already have to be confident at it. When actually confidence is a result. So if you wait to be confident, to start the podcast, to launch your business, whatever it is, you're never going to start.
It never would have happened. No.
Because confidence comes from competence. Confidence comes from doing the same thing over and over and over again until you actually get good at it. And so the only advice that I have really is start. And if you really are afraid, like, for example, if you want to start a podcast and you really don't want to put out anything that you think is not good enough, then allow yourself to take, you know, maybe 2 weeks or a month and just record some stuff that you will never publish. But at least you are going to get in the habit of recording. You're going to get better every day. So there are ways to, you can even do this privately, right? Just because you are recording something doesn't mean that the whole world has to see it. Even if you go live on Instagram, there is the option to do so private so that no one sees it. So allow yourself to try and get better at it. And then when you start feeling be confident, you can start publishing it. You can start going to a bigger audience. And it's not going to take massively long to actually get confident. You'll be surprised that even just recording 3 or 4 episodes, really like, oh, okay, I got this. It isn't as bad as I thought it would be. But give yourself the grace to experiment. Again, without making it mean anything about yourself. Because everyone, even the top people in your industry, at some point, they started not knowing what they were doing. And they had to learn exactly as you are learning right now. So know that the messiness that is totally normal. It's like it's part of the process. And if you're not willing to go through that, then you will not be able to make your dreams come true. So find a way that is low pressure for you to actually start getting the practice. When I was starting, for example, public speaking, and I was so afraid of it, I started going to Toastmasters. You know, these, they have clubs all over the world where, if you remember, you can do a speech every week. But for me, the first times, I just went and did, I was just in the audience at first, and then I was doing, they have table topics, which basically means going on stage for just 1 minute and just talking about a random topic that they give you. And that's how I started building confidence. And at first, you know, I am in London and there are so many Toastmasters clubs here. And they had to admit that I was so insecure that I would go to one, I would do a little speech that I thought was crap, and then go to another club. Because I'm like, no one knows me there. No one knows that I flopped the first time. But so again, don't be ashamed. Just give yourself whatever you need to get the confidence and the competence you need without guilt, shame, or blame. And start getting better. Start putting yourself out there. And it's incredible how fast you're going to get confident just by doing that. And also the positive reaction that you will get from people, even just people that just say how brave you are, how confident you are for doing something like that. It really is a huge confidence booster.
Yeah. And I think we need to stop being so hard on ourselves. Yes. It just flip it around. Like if I was in the audience and saw somebody get up on stage and maybe they messed up or like lost their train of thought and had to start over and you could tell they were really nervous, I'm not going to be a harsh critic. I'm going to be like, wow, that was inspirational that this person got up there. They were obviously nervous and scared, but they did it. Like, I'm not going to remember oh, that was terrible. What was she thinking? But we say that to ourselves.
Yes. That's actually how I got to my fear of public speaking. Because before I thought, because I had those thoughts, I had the thoughts of, oh my God, she was terrible. She shouldn't be out there. She should be ashamed. And I thought, if I'm thinking that to myself, for sure someone else is thinking that. But when I put myself out there, I got the same response that you just mentioned. People saw that I was afraid and they were like, oh my God, you're so brave. Whether for putting yourself out there and giving me advice, it was so welcoming. And I started thinking, you know what? People are actually a lot nicer than that voice in my head.
Yeah. We're always nicer to everyone else than we are to ourselves.
And so even just thinking, you know, if I put myself out there, no one is really going to be overly mean. And if someone really is nasty to me, well, this says more about them than it says about you. And again, in that case, if you really generate that, I would actually look at what is there here to teach me. Because in your journey to success and putting yourself out there, you are going to generate some things that you don't like. But again, everything is, as you said before, an opportunity for you to look at what's still there to heal. But again, this is going to be quite rare. As I said, the brain remembers the one person that was nasty as opposed to the one after they were nice.
Yeah, that's why I have a client student win folder where I take screenshots whenever anybody sends an email or says something really nice. I will pop it in there. So when I do have the one odd horrible thing that kind of triggers me, I'll be like, okay, you're taking this way too personally. You're getting back into your thoughts. You're overthinking. You're getting down on yourself because of this one person. Go into that folder and read the hundreds of good comments.
I love that because it really helps you focus on the positive side of success. And when you overcome these fears, there's so much good that can come in your life. You know, the financial freedom, the location freedom, the people that you're going to help. Just the fact that you get to do the job that you love so much, that you get to help people every day and get paid for it. And that the ripple effect that it has in your family, that it has in your community, because the more successful you are, the more of a voice you have, the more you can contribute and help. And so, yeah, just focus on the good experiences that you have, focus on the win, because really, like most of the, that's most of the time, that's what is, that's what you are going to get. You just, instead, like, it's about reprogramming your mind to, instead of looking for why you can't or why you shouldn't, reprogram it with why you absolutely must, why you absolutely can, why you should. And having this folder win, this win with all these folders, it really is a great way to reprogram your mind for success and say, see, this is what happens when I am successful. This is what happens when I am courageous. I get to help people and have all these wins.
Yeah, it's been really, really good. Like before, if I got one like bad email or bad comment or somebody was being mean, I would take that. I think too, if you're also an empath, you can kind of take in that negativity even more so and have it affect you for a long time if you don't become aware, acknowledge. I just love that. I'm going to talk about that all the time, becoming aware and acknowledging. And I do that now with the folder. Like I'm aware of how this could trigger me and get me in my head and like affect me for an entire week if I let it. Or I then acknowledge that, okay, I need to go into this folder and I need to shift like how personally I'm kind of taking this.
Yes. And if you take anything personally, again, don't make it mean anything about yourself. Don't feel bad because you should not take it personally, but you are. Acknowledge that. And then look at what happened, because this situation, whatever the trigger is, whatever this one person said to you, it's not really that that is affecting you, but it reminds you something that happened. So for me, every time that I had to do something like going live, going to a networking event, anything that, you know, anything that really was about putting myself out there and being great at it, for me, it was bringing me back to, oh, but when you were at school and you put yourself out there and you were doing great, this bad thing happened, so now it's not safe. So whatever it is that is triggering you right now, ask yourself, when did that start? And just because something happened in the past, it doesn't mean that it will happen again. Your brain, well, when you are triggered, your brain doesn't know this. Your brain just knows that you were hurt in the past, you're being hurt again, shut down, go back to your comfort zone. But when you are aware and you ask yourself, what is this reminding me of? When does this start? Then you can start coming down and thinking, oh, okay, that was then. I was a different person. It was different situation. I didn't have all the tools that I have now. I didn't have the knowledge that I have now, the confidence that I have now. So acknowledge there is still something there for you to heal and look at. But don't let this stop you from taking the action that you need to take right now in the present, because you are a different person and you are going to have a different outcome. When you make that conscious choice to act differently, to think differently, to feel differently about situation, you are going to have a different outcome. Like in your example, in the past, you used to be triggered and then you did your inner work. Now you are choosing not to get triggered. Now you are choosing to look into your folder win, and it generates a whole different results. And that's how you're able to get all the success for yourself and your clients that you are having.
I could love this so much. This is going to be such a great episode. I hope everyone is like taking notes and is going to dig in and do some of this like inner work. And so I would love for you to share how somebody listening can get in touch with you. And I also want you to share about your free success accelerator system, because I know that looks pretty amazing for anyone who has resonated with this episode.
Yeah, so my success system, it really is a system to get you stuck in the moment. We all have these times where, again, we know what we should be doing and we've done the mindset work, But then when it comes time to go live or to do a speech in public or whatever it is for you, you will find yourself that you may still freeze, right? Or you may still be so nervous and so anxious that you still go through the steps, but you still don't get the result that you want. And so this system is designed to help you overcome that. And it does cover some of the steps that we discussed now, which of course it is being aware of what is really going on in your mind, what is the event that triggers you in the present is actually, it reminds you of something that happened in the past and how to deal with that. And the second step that a lot of people miss when it comes to mindset work and overcoming their fears is learning how to manage your emotions. Because you can do all the mindset work in the world, you may think positive. I heard this so many times, you know, Georgia, I don't need mindset work. I don't have any limiting beliefs. And I say, okay, but then why don't you have the results you want? Why are you still stopping? Because it is one thing for you, like your brain is pretty smart. Like your brain can make you believe that you really don't have these mindset gremlins anymore and that you are thinking positive and you know there's nothing to be afraid of. But then if you're still stuck, it's because you still have that emotional response from the original event that usually happened in your childhood that is keeping you stuck. And so there is tools in Success Accelerator system to actually deal with that so that you can push past these negative emotions that you're feeling in the present. And if you stop somewhere, it's because you don't want to feel the anxiety, you don't want to feel the fear. Like, who does, mm-hmm. right? And so the system is designed to actually help you push past that and get the confidence you need so that you can do what scares you without feeling the anxiety. It actually helps you overcome that and get unstuck, get unfrozen, and being able to take action. And so if you want a copy of that, simply go to my website, thetreasureswithin.net, and get your copy there.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. Yeah, we'll have the links in the show notes for the Success Accelerator system, your website. So if anyone wants to connect, head to the show notes and we'll have everything there. This has been such an awesome conversation. I feel like a lot of people are going to resonate with this one and are going to connect with you. Like this has been very eye-opening for me too. Like I feel like we all, no matter how, like you said, if you feel like you're confident or you don't have any like blocks or things, you probably do. I think we tend to sometimes, even if we do the work, we may sometimes slip back because it is like a pattern. So even if we retrain our mind and do the work, sometimes it's not like a one and done thing. Like it's a continuous thing. And yeah, I think I'm going to go grab that accelerator system too. I'm curious to dig into that.
Yeah, well, I haven't met a single human being who doesn't have any blocks yet. Doesn't matter how much work you've done. And that's why we're here. That's why we are really supporting each other and having these tools. Because there are ways to get you a start. There are ways to get you to success. And it doesn't have to be scary. It can be easy and fun. So let's get you there.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining me today. This episode may have ended, but there are ways we can stay in touch until next time. You can join me at thetarotread.com, where you can find tons of blog posts and resources that will also help you grow your business. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at introvertcoach, where I share more introvert-friendly and service-based business tips with you. If you love what you're hearing, drop a 5-star rating and review telling me what you are loving about the podcast so that I can continue to encourage as many introverted entrepreneurs as possible. Until next time, keep using your introvert superpowers.